This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. World Health Organization members agreed Monday to strengthen the global body at the heart of the pandemic response and give it more secure and flexible funding to better deal with future outbreaks. A resolution from the 194 member states on the last day of the virtual annual World Health Assembly also agreed to strengthen the WHO's capacity to rapidly and appropriately assess disease outbreaks of possible global concern. Countries and institutions had been woefully unprepared to deal with COVID-19, according to the findings of three independent panels that had reported to the assembly. They called for a total overhaul of the global alarm system, as one of the reports found that the UN agency had been too slow in declaring a so-called public health emergency of international concern. WHO sounded its highest level of alert on January 30th, 2020. The European Commission proposed Monday that fully vaccinated people should be exempt from testing or quarantines when traveling from one EU country to another, and urged a gradual easing of travel measures as COVID-19 vaccinations accelerate. The bloc reached a deal earlier this month on COVID-19 certificates that will show whether a person has received a vaccine, had a recent negative test, or has immunity based on recovery from infection. The program should be ready to go on July 1st. The European Union executive is seeking to unify a current patchwork of travel measures across the bloc and recommended Monday testing or quarantine should not apply to people who have been fully vaccinated 14 days prior to travel. About half of all EU adults have received a first dose. This is VOA News. Vietnam aviation authorities announced Monday the capital's international airport will suspend inbound flights from abroad beginning Tuesday for 1 week as the country grapples with a fresh wave of virus outbreaks. Vietnam's health minister said over the weekend authorities had discovered a highly infectious new hybrid variant, a combination of the Indian and UK variants. Outbound international flights will continue from Hanoi, and the government did not say if domestic flights would be part of the suspension. Meanwhile, Vietnam plans to test all 9 million in its largest city for the coronavirus as it imposes more restrictions, according to local media. People in Ho Chi Minh City for the next 2 weeks are only allowed to leave home for necessary activities, and public gatherings of more than 10 people are banned. The city earlier shut down non-essential business. The employers of an American journalist detained by Myanmar authorities said Monday they were yet to receive any information on his whereabouts or well-being a week after he was detained. The managing editor of news outlet Frontier Myanmar, U.S. citizen Danny Fenster, was detained on May 24th as he attempted to board a plane to leave the military-ruled country. Myanmar has been in uproar since the military seized power in a February 1st coup, with near-daily protest and a nationwide civil disobedience movement. More than 800 people have been killed by the military, according to a local monitoring group. The press has been caught in the crackdown as the junta tries to control the flow of information. Hong Kong prosecutors said Monday dozens of leading democracy activists could face up to life in prison for organizing an unofficial primary election in the most sweeping news yet of Beijing's strict new security law. Police charged the 47 activists with subversion after they organized a non-binding vote last year to choose candidates for an ultimately postponed local election. The defendants say they were simply taking part in opposition politics, but authorities accused them of a plot to subvert the government. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rivals on Monday are seeking to finalize a unity coalition that would unseat the veteran leader. Centrist opposition chief Yair Lapid won support on Sunday from ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett for a change government of ideologically diverse rivals. The deal would see Bennett serve first as prime minister under rotation with Lapid, and it must be finalized by a deadline of midnight on Wednesday. It would end Netanyahu's reign, one of the most dominant political figures of his generation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.